Okay, we're up to Gimel Amud Aleph, the bottom. Tamar Rabban. Yipnei Shlosha Dvorim Ein Yichnosim L'Churba. The three reasons we had before in the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi went into a Churba to daven, and Eliyahu Navi told him he shouldn't have gone into the Churba. So the Gemara says now, Yipnei Shlosha Dvorim Ein Yichnosim L'Churba. The three reasons why a person should not go into a dilapidated building. Yipnei Chshad. One reason is that he's going in for immoral purposes. Mipnei hamapoles. Second reason is sakana, because it may fall in on him. Mipnei hamazikin. And also because in these kinds of places, there are shadim, mazikin, that hang out. So Mara says, why do you need three reasons for it? Mipnei chshad, the tape of grave, yishu mapoles. Right? Why do you have to have the reason? Because people are going to be choshed that you're going in for immoral purposes. Right? It's good enough to say that it's because it may fall in, because there's a sakana. The chadati. Somebody says, no, it's talking where it's a newly fallen building, and it's still strong. It's not so dilapidated that we're afraid that it's going to fall in more. The walls are still strong. So the chash of it falling in more doesn't exist, but since it's a dilapidated place and people aren't there, people will be choshed you're going in for immoral purposes. What? Yeah, whatever. Gemara says, the tapek le mishu mazikin, right? But why do you have to say the reason of shad or mapolis, right? Even if it's a new place, let's be afraid of mazikin. Gemara says, betray. It's talking about there's two people, mazikin don't bother two people. So therefore, the only reason would exist is because of what's called shad. So you need that reason of shad because there's a new mapolis where two people are going. So else the reason of chshad and mapolis wouldn't apply, but the reason of what's it called mazikin and mapolis wouldn't apply, but chshad applies. So you need that reason. Moses says, "I betray chshad no mileka." If it's two people, then two people are also we're not kosher. The two people are going to do an aveira together, right? Two kosher men are allowed to be alone with one woman. Because we're not afraid that since they're two, they're going to do an Aveira because they're embarrassed one from the other. Gemara says, betray Upritzi, two people, but they're not moral people. They are Perutzin, right? They are not, upstanding people morally. And there we are Choshed, right? With two people who are not, who are known to be, a woman's not allowed to be alone with two men like that. Or it says, Mipnei Mapolis, why do you need other reason? Why do you need the reason of Mapolis? Because it may fall in. Typically, Mishu Mechshad and Mazikin. Right? The other two reasons are enough. So it says, betray the kasher. No, we have two people and they're kosher people. So the Mechshad doesn't exist and the Mazikin doesn't exist. The only reason there would be because of Mapolis. Mipnei Amazikin, why do you need the reason of Amazikin? To take the claim Yishu Mechshad and Mapolis, right? It's enough to have the other two reasons. Why do you need the reason of Amazikin? Samara says, Bechur Bechadati, who betrayed the Kashrit. Because in case it's a newly fallen in place, so there's no chash of it falling in more, and also the two people who are kosher. So the reason of chshad doesn't apply, and the reason of mapolis doesn't apply. So the only reason there will be mazikin. Where it says, I betray mazikin on mileka. We already said that when there's two people, the mazikin don't bother two people. So then none of the reasons should apply. It's talking about two people and a new thing, and they're kosher, then none of the reasons should apply. Not the reason of mazikin also shouldn't apply. Where it says, bimkoman chashina. Right? And Tosus explains what's bimkoman. It means that in that place, it was known that there were mazikin. They were there constantly. So two people don't have to worry about mazikin if it's not known for sure that they're mazikin in that place. But when it's known for sure, the mazikin frequent that place often, right, then even two people have to worry. Niboy Seima, La'olam Bechad, Uvechur Bechadati, Dekoy the Divra. Okay? Another way that you need the reason for mazikin, and the other two reasons wouldn't apply. It's talking where only one person is there, so the reason for mazikin is clear. It's chur b'chadati, it's newly fallen, So it's what's it called? Not, there's no chash, it's going to fall in more. And it's in the field. It's a dilapidated building outside in the field. The Hasam Yishuv Shad Lecha. There, we're not afraid that the guy's going in for immoral purposes. The Ha'isha V'Dibra Lo Shricha. Right? A woman, no, women aren't usually found out in the fields. So nobody's going to be choshish if you're going there for immoral purposes, because it's not reasonable to be choshish a person like that. However, still out in the field, there's still Nazikin. Okay. However, where we know for sure a woman is in the field, then it's worse than when it's not in the field. Because halacha is that two kosher men are allowed to be alone with a woman in the city. But out in the field, you need three kosher men. But here, we're not sure if there's a woman. The idea basically is the following, that there is a halacha that you shouldn't be choshed other people. Right? You shouldn't be choshed dikshir. Okay? You should be gone people katzchus. If that's the case, the Seichemet says, then why are we choshed for chshad? Why would people think that somebody's doing something immoral? Okay, they have to be done with katzchus. The answer is that ain't a chenami. I have to be done, you lekatzchus, but you have to make sure not to give me the nisayon to judge you unfavorably. Right? Each person has his Torah. I have to make sure that I don't do anything suspicious. If I do things suspicious, you have to make sure that you're not choshed me unjustly. Give me the gam lekatzchus. So therefore, where it's an equal thing, I have to do my Torah and make sure I don't put myself in a situation where people can suspect me. And the other hand, if I do that, you have to be Don Lekatzlus. But in the case where the Don Lekatzlus is extra special, right, where it would apply even to anybody, except for a Shoyin, where it's unreasonable to think that what I'm doing is wrong. Not it's reasonable. It's unreasonable. Why in the world would I think a person's going in moral purposes in the field? There's no women there. So there, I don't have to worry so much that I'm making you be choshed me, because it's unreasonable to be choshed me. You have to go out of your way to do that. It's not because of what I'm doing. There's no inyan of what's it called, the Isa Nishin Hashem Yisrael.
Shouldn't there be a difference between guy and mat?
Why?
Because mat's
mazikim and dog. No, it says over here that mazikim hang around dilapidated buildings even in the daytime. That's the idea of the dilapidated building. Okay, right. People don't say that he has some harlot waiting for him in this dilapidated building. The walls of the churba are weakened and they could fall in. So it's a danger. Gemara's contention is, why do you need three separate reasons? Right, the dover echad harigai ba'achas mehen. One reason's enough to tell me not to go into a churba. I need three different reasons. Any one of the reasons is enough to prohibit it. Im lo bali medcha sheyesho she'ein hatam hazeh v'tzorech laniach b'shil zeh. Must be that there are times when one reason doesn't apply and the others do, or both reasons don't apply and one of them does. The chaditi she'nofla mechada, she recently fell, she'achom me'shala nofla. The wall fell in, but the thing is still strong. Therefore, we're not afraid it's going to fall in more. A woman is allowed to be alone with two men. So, chshad doesn't exist if you walk in with two men into a churba. That halacha, that a woman is allowed to be alone with two men, is only if they're kosher men, not if they're prutzim. In common chayshinin, but makom shein mitzuyin tadir chayshinin afilu betray. This is a place where the mazikim are there constantly. Right? Tosus also says even more. Shiadu ashiragilin from mazikim. We know for sure that there are mazikim there. So then you have to worry even two people. The divra besoda. Okay, hold the questions till finish. We're not going to finish it after because we still have time to. Okay. Okay, the Rambam only brings down this halacha that ain't mispalel in the churba. You can't daven in a churba. Okay, but here the Gemara seems to say that it's not to do with davening. He's not allowed to go in for these other reasons if you're not davening. So the simplest explanation of the Rambam, which we will suffice now, is that the Rambam is telling you a kol shekein. Not only can't you go into a churba stam, you can't even daven there. Kolshkin, you can't just go in for some reason. So when the Rambam says you can't daven, he means l'ravusa, even davening that. And Sam also not. And the Ramataka brings down this halacha in Halachos Rotzeach, where you're not allowed to do things that are dangerous. One of the things he mentions is going into a dilapidated building because it's dangerous. So you see that he does take in consideration that it's auster. And the Rambam, the fact he doesn't mention the mazikin or whatever is because the Rambam never mentions mazikin. According to some, the Rambam holds that all shadim don't exist today anymore. And the halachas that have to do with shadim don't apply anymore. Okay. Tana Rabban, Arba Mishmoros Havei Alayla Divei Rebbe. Reb Nosson Omer Sholosh. Okay, Rebbe holds there are four shifts in the night by the Malachim, and like we said yesterday here on the earth also. And Reb Nosson holds only three. This is what Rashi alluded to before, the Gemara alluded to before, whether they're three Mishmoros or four Mishmoros. My time at Reb Nosson, what's the reason of Reb Nosson, who says that there are three? The beginning of the middle watch. Tana, ein tichone elishyesh lefanach arev. What does middle mean? That there's one before it and one after it. And this is the middle one. Okay? So therefore, there must be three. In order for there to be a middle watch, there have to be three. Not four. Rebbe, my tichone, achas man ha-tichone shebetichonos. And Rebbe says no. Doesn't mean the one middle one. It means he came at the beginning of the middle watches. There are two middle watches that are sandwiched between a beginning and an end, and two in the middle. And he came, tichona means achas min ha-tichona shebetichonos. Reb Nosson miksiv tichona shebetichonos, tichona ksiv. And Reb Nosson says no. It doesn't say tichona shebetichonos, which would imply there are two middle ones. It says tichona, one middle one. There can only be one middle one if there's only three. There can't be one middle one if there's four. Okay. And the Rebbe holds that that's not relevant, that's not significant, the fact that it doesn't say specifically tichona shebetichonos. Tichona can also mean the middle ones also. My time of the Rebbe, how does Rebbe know that there are four watches? Where's his source? Right, Omer of Zirika, Omer of Ami, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Kosov Echad Omer, Chatzos Laila, Okum Lahodos Mechavish Betetze Techa. One pasuk says that David HaMelech used to get up at midnight to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for his Torah. The Kosov Echad Omer, Kidmu Einai Ashmoros. Another pasuk says, I get up before two watches. Okay? Hoketzer. Right? How could that be? How could he get up at midnight and still there should be two watches to go? Right? Must be that there are four watches in the night and midnight still has two more watches to go. Okay? Meaning the following. If you have four watches in the night, that means each watch is 3 hours. So the first two watches are 6 hours, then it's midnight, then you have two more watches to go, another three and three. So midnight is before two watches, two mishmoros. Reb Nosson Sover Lach, Rebbe Yeshua. Reb Nosson holds like Rebbe Yeshua. Disnan, Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Ad Sholosh Shos, Shekain Derech Malachim Lamo B'Sholosh Shos. Rebbe Yeshua holds that you can read Kriya Shema in the morning till 3 hours, because kings used to get up in the third hour of the day. Okay? Used to sleep late. That's called sleeping late. You get up in the third hour. Okay? Shis Galelia, the Tarte Diamama, so you have 6 hours of the night and two of the daytime. Right? Havilu Shtei Mishmaros. That's 8 hours, and if you have three Mishmaros, each one's four, so you have 8 hours, is two Mishmaros, which proves what we said yesterday, that there are not only mishmaros in the night, there's mishmaros in the daytime too. And a 4 hour period, even in the daytime, is called a mishmar. So that kidmu einai mishmaros is not going on the mishmaros of the night. There's only one mishmar left, one and a fraction mishmar left of the night. But if you add the hours that until kings get up, right, which is still considered part of sleeping time, there are still two ashmoros after midnight. But they're not ashmoros of the night, they're ashmoros also of the day. That's one answer. Rav Ashi Omer Mishmoro Palga Nomi Mishmoros Karula. A 1.5 mishmoros, also called mishmoros. It's also plural. 1.5 is also like two. I saw some people bring a raya from here. I don't remember where I saw it. I didn't see it this time around. That you can use 1.5 chalas for Lecha Mishnah. Because 1.5 is called two. That's absurd. There's no raya from here. It doesn't say here that he got up before two mishmaros. He got up before mishmaros in the plural. It's true, one and a half is plural, but not one and a half isn't two. Beyond that, lechem mishnah means you need double, right? Same thing twice. No one would hold that two halves is okay, right? One is called one. So another one is called another one. Another half is not a one. So the one and a half is not two. But one and a half is more than one mishmar. It's mishmaros. That's all you see in this Gemara. That one and a half is also called plural. Nor don't keep this Gemara. The one and a half is called two. That's for sure not. Okay. Brother Rashi. Kidmoy naimish ashmoros. Alma chatzos laila shayadavid omeid shtei mishmaros yeshweb. You see that David HaMelech, when he got up at midnight, had two ashmoros ahead of him. That only works out if there is what's it called, four mishmaros in the night. Reb Nosson Amar Lecha, Hai Kidmu Ein Hayishmaros, Bekomer David, Kidmu L'Shar Melachim. I got up before other kings two ashmoros, but not of the night. Komer, Shadar Gamam B'Shalashos. Normal kings get up 3 hours into the day. B'yom. B'tchila Shoshli, she said, get up at the beginning of the third hour. So then you have Shishta Lelio, Chatzos Laila Havisheshos, right? Chatzos Laila is 6 hours into the night. The Tarte Diamama, Shishar Malachim Yeshenim, they're still asleep the first 2 hours of the day. Havilu Tarte Mishmaros, Shishmon Hashos. It adds up to two Mishmaros of 4 hours each. Okay. The Omar Reb Zrika, Omar Reb Ami, Omar Reb Yeshua Ben Levi, okay? And the reason now the Gemara is bringing this down is because it's the same Mandi Omrim of what we had before, right? So they said, he said something else. Rav Zrika said in the name of Ami and the name of Yeshua ben Levi, in Omrim b'fnei ha-meis al ha-dvor av shomeis. You're not allowed to say in the presence of a nifter only things that have to do with the meis. In other words, to talk about burying him, taking care of his, what's it called, needs or whatever. But to talk extraneous things that have nothing to do with the neis, the fnei ha-neis is also. We'll see in 1 second why. Omar Reb Abba Bar Kahana, lo amr nelo b'divrei Torah. That's only if you're speaking divrei Torah that have nothing to do with the neis. If you're speaking divrei Torah, has stayed him or whatever, you're allowed to say divrei Torah, the fnei ha-neis. But if it's divrei Torah, that nothing. It's not sitting there and talking about your omad yomi, right, in front of a dead body. Okay? At this hour in the morning, I feel like that's what I'm doing also. But in any case, but that's only if you're speaking divrei Torah. Avol milei di'al meleslan ba. But stam, to talk, stam words, right, secular words, that's not awesome. Okay, the idea is that what's the idea? The major idea is the following. We'll see if there's other possibilities. The major idea that we'll explain right now, and you've seen some posts like that also, there's two possible reasons why not to speak in front of the mace. One reason is lo'eg l'rosh, right? It's mocking the nifter. He can't learn Torah and you're learning Torah, okay? But the fact that he can't waste his time talking about secular things is not a chesaron for him, okay? So, therefore, the only thing would be osur is divrei Torah. If the reason is lo'eg l'rosh, then only divrei Torah would be osur. There's a second possibility. If you stand talk about things that have nothing to do with the mace, we're afraid you'll get involved, and you'll forget to bury it, right? You won't take care of his needs, okay? Or it looks like you've forgotten about him, and you're ignoring him completely, which is a bizoyan to the mace, okay? And also, okay, so when it so for those reasons, it would apply even to secular things, okay? There's another difference, though. Would this apply only within Dalet Amos of the mace, or within outside his Dalet Amos? If it has to do with lo'eg l'rosh, I'm mocking the neis. Look, I can learn Torah and you can't. That's only if you're in his immediate presence, within Dalet Amos. If you're farther away, it wouldn't apply. But if the reason is because we're afraid that you may get involved and forget about taking care of his needs, or it looks like you've forgotten to take about his needs, then it has nothing to do with being in his immediate presence, even if you're 10 miles away. Even if you're not in his immediate presence, but you're around the neis, it still appears like you are not involved in his needs. So from Tosus is Mashma that Rika Diamri, we didn't get to the second part. Rika Diamri, some say, Omra Baba Bar Kahana, Lo Amran Ela, Afilu B'Divrei Torah. The Tos came Mili Diamma. That not only is Torah prohibited, even secular things are prohibited. Okay? So the second Lashon, would say the reason is because we're afraid that you'll forget about the mace, or it looks like you're forgetting about the mace, and therefore it's also divrei Torah and regular secular talk. The first lashon says that it's only osur because of loeg l'rosh, and therefore only divrei Torah is osur. A difference between the first lashon and the second lashon would be: is it osur even outside of his dalad amos, or dafka inside his dalad amos, within dalad amos? According to the first lashon, only divrei Torah is osur, and only within dalad amos, because otherwise you're not mocking him. And according to the second lashon, everything's osur, and even outside the dalad amos, as long as it's in his presence, even farther away. That seems how Tosfos learns. Okay, let's just finish the Amud. If there's time, we'll come back to this and see what the halacha is. The God of the Rashi. Elalidvar halacha. Rashi had a gear, so the dvar halacha, man divrei Torah. Also the Safer Leponos. Shakol chayovin l'safer behen. V'hanes doming. Everybody has to learn Torah. And it's going to learn Torah. And he can't. Right, a person who makes fun of a poor person is making fun of the Rabbanu Shalom. So you're taking him, this poor mace who can't learn Torah, and you're mocking him. Now we can learn, you can't. There is no shame to keep quiet from Sam talking. Right? It's not a shameful thing to keep quiet. Only from Divrei Torah, less than one. So if the mace is quiet, Adarav, he's probably the better of the people around him. Okay. The Omar of Zrika, Omar of Ami, Omar of Shuba Levi. The David, the Palga, the Leila Havikoi. Now we're going back to what we said before. David HaMelech used to get up at midnight, and that was two Ashmoros before the day, which we explained according to both Shitas. Okay, now the Gemara asks, is that true? David HaMelech didn't get up at midnight. Right? Me'urta havekoi. He got up earlier in the evening. Right? He was up already, what's it called, by midnight. You see? Ki damti b'neshef v'ashaveya. Right? I got up b'neshef, and neshef, the Gemara says, means evening. I got already up at night, before Chatzos, and cried out to the Rabbanu Shalom. U'mimai d'hai neshef ursahu. How do you know neshef means that he got up at night before Chatzos? You see, the neshef be'erev yom, the ishom laila v'ateva, right? So it's the neshef be'arev yom. Neshef is when the day goes away and it's night, the ishom laila v'ateva, when it gets to be dark. So neshef is the time when it's dark, even before midnight. So David HaMelech used to get up early in the evening, right? And not wait till Chatzos to get up.
Neshef means when it's getting dark?
When it's dark already. Be'arev yom, when the day is gone. And it's be'ish olayim, all right, when the day has gone away and it's dark night. That's how the Gemara learns. No. It's what's it called? It's when it's dark. You know, it could be the beginning of the night too. But it's already when it's dark. In other words, there's a time before that when it's twilight. That's not called Neshef. Neshef is be'ish olayim. Ba'arev yom be'ish olayim v'afeim. Omer avoshi omer rabbi acho hachikomer. Me'olam lo over alai chatzos layla b'shino. Chatzos Laila Akum doesn't mean I got up at midnight. It means that by the time midnight came, I was up already. I never had midnight pass over me and I wasn't up. So both are true. He used to get up earlier and be up already by midnight. Okay, but not that he got up at midnight. Rebzeira Omar ad Chatzos Laila Hayim Isnam Nen Kesus. Right? Till Chatzos, David HaMelech was drimmeling. For those who don't know what that means in Yiddish, he was not asleep, but not awake.
He was
nodding off? Okay. Like a horse. We'll see one second what that means. After Chatzos, then he really got up. Okay, so that answers the question. He Taka got up earlier, but he wasn't totally up. He was nodding off. And Chatzos, he got up and was fresh. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar, another answer. Ad Chatzos Lai Lohay Osik B'Divrei Torah. Till Chatzos, it was two portions of the night. Right? Till Chatzos, he was up and he was learning. Mikan De'elech V'Shiras Lishishbach. At Chatzos, by Chatzos Lai Lohokum Lohodos Lohom Mishpatei Tzidkecha. He was learning Mishpatei Tzidkecha till Chatzos. That's the passage that says he got up early. And then at Chatzos he started to say Shiros v'Shishvachos. That's the pasuk says Chatzos Laila Akum. It doesn't mean I got up from sleeping. I got up from learning. Il Chatzos I was learning. Now I got up from learning and started to say Shiros v'Shishvachos. Why is that Shadeya? Hold on one second. Okay. Me'ur tomitchilos halayla. David HaMelech already was up in the beginning of the night. The neshev ve'ariv yom, v'hariv hayom kori neshev. When the day goes away and it's night already and it's dark, as Pasuk says, ha'feila, choshech, ha'feila, that's called neshev. Hachi komar kro, v'chatzos layla. Me'olam lo over alay chatzos layla v'sheina. Shekodon l'cheina yisiyomi. Not that he used to get up at Chatzos, but he was up already by Chatzos. Misnanin kasus, osig the Torah, shu misnanin kasus, he learned Torah, but not totally awake. Hu she'e'o hazeh, she'eno nirgam la'olam, ela misnanin v'neir tamid. Right? David HaMelech also had a rest. But he rested while he was learning. And he, what's it called, so he used to learn in that state of semi-awake. B'shiros v'sishpachos, v'hochin v'forish v'hu k'ra, l'hodos l'chot. And Ashaveya, Mestama, means he cried, but Torah is also crying out to the Rabbah Mishalom. Right, Mestama. Not just the Tvila. Torah is also, you learn the call, whatever. So you learn Torah also, the Shaiva, with calling out, crying out, screaming. Okay. Mestama had to keep himself up, he had to scream. He was half asleep. Okay. Now the Gemara asks, the Neshev Ursahu, is Neshev then night? Neshev tzafrahu. Neshev is morning. Perceive, vayakim David meha neshev v'ad ha'erev l'machrosam. David smote them from the neshev till the next night. Mashma, that neshev is not night, it's daytime. My lav mitzafra v'ad le'elya, didn't it mean from morning to night? Lo, me'ursu v'ad ursa, from one night to the next night. Right? So he smote them from the night till the next night. Gemara says, if that's the case, he ochi lichtov me aneshev ad anefesh. Aneshev. O me ho erev ad ho erev. Right? Let it say, mi neshev ad neshev, or from erev to erev. Why change the lashon? It means the same thing. Net neshev till night means night to night, and say neshev to neshev. Or say, or laila la laila. Don't change the terminology. Elo marova tre nash behavi. There are two neshevs. Neshev means to jump, Rashi says. Neshev Laila Vasi Yamama, there's the time when the night jumps away and the morning comes. That's the Neshev, that's the daytime. Neshev Yamama Vasi Laila, there's the time that the day jumps away and the night comes. That's Neshev of Laila. So Neshev means the time of change between day and night. So there's, right, there's in the daytime, there's in the nighttime too.
Right.
Rashi says it's the beginning of the night, but it's the beginning of the night when it's dark. When the daytime is completely gone
that
away.
That means that he never slept.
So he never slept completely. He was like a seus. We'll see in a second what that means. Like the seus.
That's not Isha.
What?
That's not
Isha. Is Isha Maila. When there's no more light, then it's dark.
So it's not twilight.
No, yeah, it's after twilight. It's when the day goes away, meaning there's no more light, and it's dark. That's the beginning of the night. When the, not when the sun is up, when it's light already. When it's not dark, it's light. Yeah. There's still, there's light in the sky. That's before the sun comes up. Okay. Melmacharasam, the Yom Macharasal Kaniyasam Sham. The day after they camped there, he made the war for a full day. Yehachi lichto me'aneshef ha'aneshef me'erev ha'erev. Elamaravashi tre nashpe havi, nashpe neshef yamama, kapatz va'ola. Right? The word neshef means to jump. Kimo linshot miduchte, to jump out of your place. Kimo hai buka de'atma de'shot miduchte. You have the hip joint that jumped out of its place, right? Became dislocated. Trefa. Okay, so we find that this idea of shot means to jump out of your place. Va'ola, okay, right. Okay, now the Gemara has a different problem. The David mihavi yod the palga the leila emas. Okay, now we say that at least according to one answer, David HaMelech used to change his learning schedule at midnight, or change how awake he was at midnight. According to the Teretz, that he was up by midnight, right? This is not a kash. It's only a kash on the other terutzim. That something at midnight changed his what he was learning, or how he was, how awake he was. So it means he knew when midnight was. Right? So David knew exactly when midnight was. David, mi havi yoda palga de leila amos? Right? Hashta Moshe Rabbeinu lo havi yoda. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when midnight was. Deceive kachatzos alayla, and you'll say for itself, Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said about midnight, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam was going to make Makas Bechoros. He didn't say exactly at midnight, right? So my kachatzos, ilayma gomer lekuchabrihu kachatzos, the Ribbono Shel Olam said about midnight, mi kasneka kamishmai. The Ribbono Shel Olam knew exactly when it was going to be. He doesn't speak about. If the Ribbono Shel Olam meant midnight, he said midnight. If it wasn't midnight, he should have said 10 minutes to midnight. He wouldn't say kachatzos approximately midnight. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't speak in approximate. He knows exactly, right? Ela de Omer le bachatzos. The Ribbono Shel Olam must have told Moshe Rabbeinu exact at midnight. But also ihu ba Omer kachatzos. And Moshe Rabbeinu changed it, and he said about midnight. Alma mesapkele. You see that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure. Tosa says if the Ribbono Shel Olam told him it's exactly at midnight, so then why did Moshe Rabbeinu change it? He could have relied on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whenever, I don't know when midnight is, but God knows. So whenever is midnight, the Ribbono Shel Olam says it's going to be exactly at midnight. So Tosa says Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to say something that he himself couldn't corroborate. A person has to speak to Emes what he can prove to be the Emes. The Ribbono Shel Olam knows when. I don't know when it's midnight, so what I can prove, it's about midnight. Even though the Ribbono Shel Olam said it's going to be exactly at midnight. That's what Tosa says. Yeah, that's we'll get to the Gemara here. Later. Okay, right now the Gemara says this pshat. That Moshe said it, kachatzos, meaning he wasn't sure and he wanted to reflect his knowledge. God knows when it is. I don't know when it is, so I'm just saying kachatzos. Okay, he didn't want to say something that wasn't 100% endless in his thing. Similar, we have a similar thing, says that before the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, they left out Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibor, Manorah, even though they also knew what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. But they didn't want to say something that they mamish didn't see themselves. That's a much higher madrigal of emes.
Why can't you say that when the dogs bark?
Yeah.
That's chatzos, like we said before.
Because by Mitzrayim, the dogs didn't bark.
Right, but by David HaMelech.
By David HaMelech? Why didn't David HaMelech have a simen of the dogs barking? Good question. What?
It wasn't exactly.
Right, could be. Or it could be it's not exactly chatzos either. It's about chatzos. Right? So it's no more better than kachatzos. He knew it was within a few minutes of chatzos, but exactly, dogs don't bark exactly at chatzos either. Okay, could be. You don't have to think about it. In any case, what's it called? So that's one terrace. Another terrace is Roshan didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu bachatzos. He didn't use that word. He told him the following. He said, tomorrow night, at exactly this time, okay, is going to be Makas Bechoros. So Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't sure if it was Chatzos or not. At this time. The Rosh didn't say, exactly now, which is Chatzos, tomorrow night. Right? He just said, exactly at this time now, and since Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was, he couldn't say Bachatzos, he could only say Kachatzos, because at the time the Rosh told him was about midnight, according to his day. That's one terrace, they say. Another explanation they say is the following. That Chatzos changes from night to night. So the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu exactly at this time tomorrow night. So he wasn't sure what he meant. It means exactly at Chatzos tomorrow night, right? Then Chatzos tomorrow night is different. Or exactly at this time tomorrow night, and tomorrow night won't be Chatzos anymore. It'll be a few seconds off because the Chatzos changes from night to night. Okay, in any case, whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos was. So how did David HaMelech know? Mar says, no, David HaVeyada, Simona HaVeyli. David HaMelech had a simen to know when Chatzos was. The Omer of Acha Bar Bizna, Omer of Shimon Chasida, Kinur HaYatoli L'malo Mitosos of David. David had a harp. That's how it's usually translated. We'll see in 1 second. It's difficult to say it's a harp. A Kinur was hanging above his bed. The Kivan Shigia Chatzos Laila, Bar Ruach Tzfonis, right, the Noshevesbo. a north wind came. Now, even though the north wind always blows, but it had chatzos, the north wind blows alone, stronger. So the north wind came, and the kinor was facing in a way that the wind went into the holes of the kinor, which we'll see, therefore, it wasn't a string instrument, it was a wind instrument, the kinor, right? Umenagim Elov, and it would start to play. Miyad, and that's how we knew it was chatzos, because it's exactly chatzos, the north wind blows by itself. Rashi? Moshe could not have proven and corroborated that this is exactly Chatzos. He didn't say it. So Unikavav, Rashi says, and the holes in the Kinor, right, L'tzad Tzafon, face north. Even Shigia Chatzos Laila Ruach Tzfonis Minashelifo. Once Chatzos came, the north wind blew through these holes of the Kinor. The Omar Nar Arba Ruchos Minashos V'Chol Yom. There are four winds that blow every day. Yom V'Yom Shei Shos V'Shonos Shal Yom Minashelis Ruach Mizrachis Mehadhilu Chachama. The first 6 hours is the east wind because of the movement of the sun. Shei Shachronos Ruach Dromis. Next 6 is the south wind. Ubetchilas halayla ruach maravis. In the beginning of the night is the west wind. Ubechatzos halayla ruach tzvonis. And midnight is the north wind. And Tosus points out that the north wind always blows, but it blows alone at midnight. And as you see from this Rashi, that the kinor was some kind of wind instrument, not string instrument. It had holes, not strings. Immediately, David HaMelech got up with all his strength, and he was osik b'torah till amod ha'shachar. Kivin she'ol amod ha'shachar, nichnasu chachmei Yisrael etzo. When the shachar came, the chachonim came to meet with him. Omru lo adoneinu ha'melech amcha Yisrael tzuchim parnasa. So they came to him, they said, David HaMelech, the Klal Yisrael need parnasa. And one of the Farshim says, this is a daily thing. Because most of Yidden were learning at that time, and the few people who were working couldn't support, everybody was learning. Sounds familiar. And therefore, every day there was a Parnassa problem, and every day he had different Eitzes, and sometimes the only Eitzes was to go out to war. Omer lohem lechu v'sparnsu zamizeh. Okay, so let the rich people support the poor people. Omer lo, ein ha-komets masbiyeh so'ari, ein ha-bor mismaleh michul yosom. Right, a little bit doesn't fill the lines, a big need, and there's not enough to go around. And also, if you, Rashi learns, seemingly, that's why we told us to learn Rashi, that if you dig a bore, right, and try to fill it up from what you dug out, it'll never fill it up again. Right? You take it out, it doesn't fill up the bore the second time, the thing. So same thing over here, you can't, from within the same thing, provide the parnosa. Right? Tosu says it's not the same idea. Here you're looking from the Ashirim to give to the Aniyim. You're not looking for the Aniyim to give to the Aniyim. It's not the bore filling up. Right. The Kara, there's a simple answer, and that is that which the Ashirim had really should have been the Aniyim's. The Rebbeinu gave it to the Ashirim, they should have this. It's all the same. It's all the same pot. So you can't fill up the same thing. Tosus learns, Ein ha-bor mishmali michul yoso means that a bore is never filled up by the water that flows through it. Or if you dig on one side of the bore and try to fill up the second side, you're never going to fill up the bore because what you take away from here and put there, you're taking away from here. So the bore is only going to be half full. So you can't take from one part of the bore and put it into the other part of the bore. You can't take from the Ashirim and put it down the end. Then the Ashirim are going to be missing. So there's always going to be a need. So Omar Lohem, so he said, fine. So if you can't create the economy in what's it called, from the people themselves, then Lechu, Pishtu, Dechem, Bigdud, go out and make a war. Miyad Yotzim, Bachitofel. They asked advice from Achitofel, and then Lohem, the Sanhedrin. They went to get Rishus from the Sanhedrin. They should daven for them, Rashi says. The Ramban says that it was a chiyuv to get the permission of the Sanhedrin to go into a war that was a rishus. The Shoalim b'Urim b'Tumim, they would ask the Urim b'Tumim if they'll be successful. And the Ramban holds it's a mitzvah, part of the Milchemes Rishus, you have to have the Urim b'Tumim. Omer of Yosef Maikra, where's the pasuk that says that? The Achri Achitofu ben Ayo ben Yoyada, Vev Yosef v'Sartzova, the Melech Yoav Achit. Okay, so we'll wait for Sunday to finish this. It's Rashi. Kina, we said, Ein habor mishmalei michul yoso, ha'oker chulya mibor koroi. The chozer mashlicha latocho, ein mishmalei b'kach. If you dig a bore and take out the earth and put it back in, it won't fill up the bore. Others say that Rashi doesn't mean that. He means exactly what Tosfos says. Ha'oker chulyo mi bore korui. A dug bore. You have a bore that you dug, you take it out and you try to fill up the part, now you're digging with the other part. Because as much as you fill up the part that was dug already, the part that you're digging is going to be empty. So it's never going to get filled up. If you can't find some parnasa from the aniyim outside of the Jewish people, we can't do it from within. They asked Achitofel strategies, that they asked permission from the Sanhedrin in order they should daven and they should be successful. The Shalim Burim, between that from here, the minig is, that the Sfarim bring down, that when a person goes on a journey, he should come to the Gedolim of the city and ask their permission to leave and say goodbye to them so they'll be mispao for it. The Shalim Burim, between that from here, they ask the Urim Tumim whether they'll be successful or not.